Moncrief on News Talk.
If you've ever been to France, you'll have noticed that they don't just play lip service to the idea of a work-life balance is taken very seriously. Shops don't stay open all night, public holidays are holidays for everyone, and on Sunday, everything closes. It is what Ireland used to be like, so is there an argument to try and recapture some of that? Does every day have to be a shopping day, or is it simply too late? The columnist and barrister Brenda Power has a view on this. Good afternoon, Brenda.
Hi, Sean. Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of people will hear about this. It's not new, but I mean, it's been gathering pace for the last while, the idea of the French Sunday. And basically, it is a Sunday, which is the law in France, by the way, since 1906, that Sunday is designated a day of rest, where everything just shuts down. And, you know, you don't do the shop and you don't go to the DIY store. You don't hoover the stairs or change the beds or catch up with the laundry or prepare meals for the week ahead. You just chill out. You have a nice breakfast. You maybe meet someone for lunch. You read the papers. You, I don't know, file your toenails, whatever you find relaxing. But what you don't do is the kind of servile work that marks the rest of the week. Because otherwise, the theory is, and it makes a lot of sense, that you're, you know, if there's no rest, if there's no kind of scheduled downtime in your week, you're going to burn out an awful lot quicker. You're going to dread Monday because you're not going to feel like you've had any time off. And, you know, that we actually need to reset. And yeah, you know, we thought we were progressing when we did away with Sunday closing and Sunday rituals like Mass and Sunday and coming home and having a nice breakfast and listening to Mihola Murhurtig on the radio or whatever. But actually, those were better for us, mental health-wise, physically, emotionally, and in terms of kind of family relationships. Stay at home, hang out with your family, have a nice meal, have a chat, and you know, leave the madness for the rest of the week.
Yeah.
I think sounds good to me.
Why did it change then? Now, I suppose it was probably a connection between Sunday and the Catholic Church, and we wanted to leave all that stuff behind us. But maybe, you know, underneath that, really, it was just about selling stuff to people.
Yeah, exactly. And we threw the baby out with the bathwater, and the French never seemed to be particularly hung up on any religious sort of negative implications of designating the Sabbath a day of rest. Apparently, the greeting in France is, "May your Sunday be filled with grace, peace and blessings." Not shopping, cooking, cleaning, running around the hardware store, picking up paint to start on the spare room. And I mean, that is, when you think about it, there is no better way to spend any day if you could, but especially Sunday. And maybe we do need to accept that it's time that we went back to rituals and to particularly designating a day, and Sunday being the obvious one, when actually, you know, things did close down, when the supermarkets aren't open. Because you know the way on bank holidays, the big supermarkets don't open. And God, it's great, actually, because you don't feel, you know what, I really should get up there and get a week's worth of stuff in before the week starts again. There's plenty of time to get all of that done during the working week. I love the idea of a French Sunday without having to leave the country.
The thing is, though, I'd imagine if in the morning the government decreed that this was going to happen, people would find it difficult to deal with. They wouldn't know what to be doing with themselves. Like in that, where we've been programmed to just go all the time.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, the French are used to it because this is, as you know, and equally in France, especially outside of the big cities, in the small villages and towns, everything closes between 2 and 4.
Mm.
Because people want a siesta or a nap or a long lunch or whatever. Again, that is really civilized. You have to say the French really do know how to live. But I mean, I don't suppose it's something that we're ever going to see decreed in law in the way that the French have it. But I mean, if there was a general movement towards, you know, nothing opening, or even, you know, you can observe your own French Sunday, Sean, without changing any law. Just decide yourself. Look, I'm not actually. But I think, you know, again, it's when you know the shops are open, when you know that it's pretty much a working week, you're probably consumed with guilt at all the things you could actually be doing. But I think we do, I think we do need to consider this and maybe give yourself permission to take that time off. I said, and you know, one of the pieces I've read about this said, like, don't feel now that you have to spend it on these kind of manic wellness practices. You know,
God,
I mean, that's
yeah.
that'll be self-defeating. If it just means read the paper, have a leisurely cup of coffee, have a nice lunch, meet some friends, have somebody round, sit in the garden with a book, turn off your phone, don't check your emails. I mean, that's, you know, that is possible for most of us.
Yeah. Though, yeah, it would be a readjustment. Yeah, because I do, I like over last Christmas, well, in between Christmas and the New Year, my daughter lives in France, and the part of France they were living in at the time was kind of in the south, and it was a small village. And but it was France. It was a couple of restaurants there, but the restaurants were closed. And at first I thought, that's weird. It's Christmas. That would be their busiest time. But no, it was like, we deserve a Christmas off as well.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely. No, it's stay at home and cook a meal, or just sit on the sofa and read the books, read a book in the paper. I mean, you're not going to starve for want of a restaurant, you know, once it is part of your routine. You know, French people wouldn't schedule a restaurant lunch on a Saturday or on a Sunday because they know, you know, there's not going to be open. So we make other plans.
Yeah.
It is perfectly possible to do this. It's actually possible to do this. You could do this without having to leave the country. You can have a French Sunday next Sunday if you want to. But I mean, you know, you can't, you have to decide to yourself, look, I work hard enough. And you're not, when you think about it, you know, you're not doing yourself or anybody around you any favors by being extra manic on Sunday because it's a day off and I have all this stuff to get done. Because, you know, it's bound to leave you exhausted by Monday morning for a start.
Yeah. Though, you know, the whole thing about mental load on women, Maria says it's all very well saying relax and chill on a Sunday, but if you're trying to relax and, you know, kids' uniforms need washing for Monday and you have nothing in for their lunch, you're going to be stressed.
Yeah, but you have Saturday, and most people have a Saturday to do that. I mean, it's about reorganizing your time. And, you know, women need to get over this martyrdom complex too. Actually, do you know what? There are other people in your household, presumably with arms and legs, who can do things. Do you know, poor mammies, come on. You know, you need to set boundaries. Take time for yourself, Maria. Don't be martyred on the cross of school uniforms and school lunches. Kids can make their own lunches. School uniforms do not have to be washed every weekend. And if there's any laundry to be done, do it Saturday and put your feet up on Sunday.
Yeah. It also strikes me as well. I mean, you know, apart from, say, hospitals and fire brigades and that kind of stuff, most of the people who are required to work, particularly on a Sundays, are in shops. It's all low wage.
You're
people.
Right. Yeah, you're right. And I mean, I don't know if you saw that report last week, Sean, that the consultants, a lot of the consultants on the public contracts, are not working weekends. And I suppose hard to blame them if they can get away with it. So the people who are working weekends are all the retail people, the retail staff, people who aren't paid nearly as well. So, you know, if you have plenty of money, you can take the weekends off. So why do we inflict this to serve us on Sundays on people who aren't as well paid? So, I mean, and you know what? There'd probably be less traffic in the hospitals if more people just stayed at home on Sundays.
Yeah, there's an environmental benefit to that as well. Brenda,
yes.
Thanks a million for talking with us today. That was Brenda Power there, the barrister and columnist with the Mail and the Sunday Indo. A texter says, not just in France, Sundays are sacrosanct in Germany. Nearly all shops are closed. It's prohibited to mow lawns or wash cars, and noisy DIY. Somebody else says same thing happens in Scandinavia. It's lovely to have a quiet, peaceful Sunday. I would love to have quieter Sundays. I'll take such issues to shops reopening on Stephen's Day. It's so unfair on people. Obviously, nurses and doctors and guards will have to work. But it would be nice to see shops closed. Would this mean restaurants closing? I love going out for Sunday lunch, says another texter. Yeah, a few people have made that point that they kind of largely agree with what Brenda is saying, but they wouldn't mind going for something to eat as well. Sunday needs to be a day of rest, says somebody else. I don't want to go back to the typical Sunday of my teens, says this texter, with my provincial town was deserted, with only dogs walking the streets and the smell of boiled cabbage emanating from every house. To call it dull is an understatement. I've no problem with large shops closing, but leave cafes and social hubs open and provide recreational centres, especially in wet weather. Well, I read out Maria's one already. Large shops in Germany don't open on Sundays, public holidays, so the only places open are small shops, pubs and restaurants. It's worth considering.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.